Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Well, folks, we're sorry if we had a clumsy intro there. I hope you folks are hearing us. We had a little problem with Blog Talk. I'm going to grab area code 780. Are you hearing us, 780?
Hey, yes, I am. Gary, how's it going?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
Jay calling from Canada.
What's your name, brother?
Jay calling from Canada.
Jay, okay, we'll get back with you. I just had to confirm we had a little problem getting logged in here. So, Jay, we'll be back with you in just a minute. Just want to let you know, okay? And
yeah,
now I'm going to try to get my co-host in here, Miss Patty Negri. We were both on. We don't know why sometimes Blog Talk Radio pulls these little surprises on us, but it does. Meanwhile, we're glad to have you folks with us, and I think we have Patty right here. Patty, can you hear us?
I am here. I can hear you. And can they hear us really, really,
they
really?
They can. Sorry about that clumsy intro, folks. Patty and I were both on Skype, and it didn't seem to work, so Patty's now on her phone, and I'm on Skype, and we seem to be online. So, Patty, why don't you tell us about yourself?
Okay. My name is Patty Negri, and I am thrilled to be here. Before I even get in about me, I just want to thank you, Gary, for filling in for Jethro tonight. He is lost somewhere in cyberspace due to weather. And honored to have you. We've done one show together, and I was just kind of blown away with your gifts and how you work and things. So thank you.
My pleasure to be with you, my dear.
Thank you. I'm just a little old Hollywood psychic medium. I've been doing this my whole life, had the gift since earliest memory of childhood. Being in Hollywood, I do a lot of television and fun things like that, which gets to be really fun added to what we do as our careers. And we have a fun show. We have a really fun show. Besides all our regular callers, I'm going to be doing a psychic gallery next Sunday called The Seventh Sense here in Los Angeles. So anybody in the Southern California area, we are going to be giving away a ticket tonight. You're going to have 7 of the top 10 psychics in the U.S. on one stage in a beautiful, intimate setting in the middle of Hollywood. Soon Hee Park, Chin Hee Park, Suzanne Grace, Van Doren Figueredo, Levance Figueredo, and I hope I didn't forget somebody, and me. You know, it's this beautiful afternoon, evening. So the girls are going to call in one here and there, now and again, and tell you about what we're doing. So everybody stay tuned, Kevin, and we'll tell you when you could call in or text in or however. We're going to give away a ticket for anybody who could be in L.A. next Sunday. It's going to be really great. So, Gary, tell everybody about you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say for those of your team that are calling in, I'm continuing to look. So if I'm not immediately responsive, it's because I'm kind of slow, having hit 60-plus. But I'm looking for you to call in. Myself, I got interested in psychic ability in the late 60s. A lady did a horoscope for me when I was in college. Said, you got a lot of psychic ability. So I started looking into it and realized, yeah, I did have a lot of inclination that way. Started reading a lot of books about Edgar Cayce and Madame Blavatsky and so forth. In the early 70s, I started giving readings. In 1977, I had an incredible near-death experience. I wrote a book about it called A Second Eternity. I left my body after a car accident, and which I should have been killed in, and I didn't even get hurt, and went out to the infinite mind and came back. And it's an incredible true story with police records. Check it out, A Second Eternity. It's a most exhilarating, enlightening, fascinating, mind-boggling thing I've ever been through and could ever go through. In 1980, I met a lady who had been given readings for many years by a method called lithomancy, and it basically involves 16 stones, sun through Pluto, 10 planet stones, sun, moon, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and 6 life stones, personal stones, life, luck, commitment, timing, place, and love. And when I do them on the phone, like I'll do a couple tonight, I'll have the people, I'll get the stones warmed up, I'll say I'm ready and have the caller say drop, and at that point I'll drop the stones and tell you what I see. So you folks have both Patty and I with you tonight, and we were kind enough to get Jay on the phone earlier. Jay, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just listening to your intro.
Well,
there.
Good. We had to check with Jay to make sure we were online, as you folks probably know. It's a little strange. Hey, Jay, why don't you meet my fine co-host, Patty? Or have y'all met?
Hey, Patty, how's it going?
It's great. I don't believe we've met. Now we can never say it again. Thank you, Jay.
Hey, glad to meet you down south.
What can she help you with, Jay? Or both of us will give you a reading, but go ahead.
I have a question.
Patty?
It's a work-related question right now. Hey, yeah, it's a work-related question. And actually, overhearing a bunch of people, they were gathering. I don't know, they're probably talking about me. And one of the person says, oh, what did he say? Speak of the devil. When I walked past them, because I was very busy actually doing stuff. So, I don't know, I just feel like I get a beat up a lot in my workplace for... I'm almost like a punching bag for them, and I just really getting tired of it, actually. So, yeah, and I kind of am a wit's end what I should do and things like that. I talked to my boss a little about it, but it seems like, yeah, I'm supposed to, like, brush it off, but it's some parts are affecting me right now. So.
Okay, a couple of things. I do actually think it's going to get better. I see justice going to be served and luck turning in your way a bit. But you've also got it's a little bit of your almost not allowing it. You're certainly not creating it or allowing it. But by these people, by how you react or don't react, you need to change however that is. If you ignore them usually, do something else. Spirit's saying it needs a shift in your energy. How do you feel about the area of workplace? Is there something that they somehow you've just made yourself – an easy target somehow, and I do think that's going to change, but I do think that there's something a little bit that you could shift as well. Literally, you shift in claiming your power, in seeing what's good about the workday, going about your work, even with those crazy, those people who are mean to you, not saying you're going to go kiss their butt or anything, absolutely not, but if you can find really sincere things to think of what's positive about any one of them in any one moment, as crazy as that sounds, do that. Because where your vision goes, where your thought goes, you know, even if there's nothing good, there's Betty Frank and there's nothing you like about, she's mean bitty and whatever, she's got some great shoes. It's like, Betty, really like those shoes. I mean, that's all you have to say. And it has to be sincere and it has to be real. You could really change the energy. Somehow you've just got bobbled up with energy and became this thing for it. And whether it's jealousy or whether just some... your energy was able to do. I do see a switch coming, though. Does that, any of that make sense, my rambling today? No.
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay. But, yeah, claim your power in that workspace. When you go in, again, go in there with, this is your job, and you're going to give it your best, and you're going to be you, and you're going to shine your light, and you're going to shine your color. I do see justice coming, though. I do see a shift in that. And again, you're going to stand out in your work. So don't take on bitterness. Don't take on anger. Don't take on, you know, find the light, whatever you can find within that workplace, and put all your focus there. And if you, those people are, if you, what they're saying is not even any of your business. Walk away. You know, that just makes them petty. It doesn't reflect upon you at all. Gary, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I certainly, every word you were saying, I was agreeing 100% because that's absolutely it. Jay, we have to remember, we can't control what other people think, say, do, or whatever. It's only how we interpret.
Right.
And so that's real power. I'll tell you what, Jay, I'm going to, if you just, anytime you feel like saying drop, I'll drop these 16 stones and I'll see 3 months in 3 minutes. How's that?
Sure.
Okay, whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting. She talked about love. Patty just did, and the love stone's soaring right here in the center next to the love, next to the sun stone, next to the magic stone, and next to the stone that's going to bring you a lot of change. So, yeah, you've got Pluto's right at the top next to Saturn. You've had this load on you enough to where you don't need any more education in this field. Well, you need the education now, and is the release, and how to not... feel like you're poison, because, you know, let other people think whatever they want, fine and dandy, you know. I mean, I remember I was part of the 60s revolution in Lubbock, Texas, where, you know, America, love it or leave it, you know. Now, 20 years later, they realize Vietnam was a screwball thing. So be proud of who you are. Stand up for what you feel. And this has to do with love, right in the center. It has to do with you loving yourself and feeling purpose with yourself. Because as you get over these fears, just next week or so, really recognize how much it's tying you up. You're going to start applying that. on a very practical basis here in the next couple of weeks to where you feel much more in balance and you start feeling a lot more flexible and you start breaking through some of your old patterns and shells and so forth. Because by the third and fourth and fifth week, not only are you back in balance so much better, but you've learned a lot of techniques about how to do this and how to keep doing it and how to keep a commitment to this supercharged feeling about love and determination as opposed to what other people might think or say or whatever. It's almost like that's why you're facing it, so you can learn to just plow through it. And the techniques you're going to learn through this are going to help you not only plow through things like this, but have long-term, fresh, good dreams and be able to actually bring them into play probably better than you have in a while because you're getting through this fear of being persecuted or picked on or not heeded or whatever. So it's just put it in context, move on, see what you do good. Does that make sense to you, brother?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, good, good luck,
man. Good luck. You're going to do great. Turn it into a game, a challenge. You know, anxiety and excitement are so close together. Just the tiniest switch of that energy that, agitation becomes like, wow, okay, I'm gonna switch this whole place around with my thought pattern, my desire, my magic. You're going to be pretty amazed.
God bless you, Jay. Go with that. And remember, Jay, all you folks that call in for readings tonight, you can always listen back on the archives or download the archives for that matter. So come back to this same channel and when an hour after the show and you can listen back or download them. We're moving on to area code 626. Are you there, 626?
Yes, I am.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Tina.
Tina, you got a beautiful voice, girl. I want you to meet Patty.
Hi, Patty. We've met before.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
And yourself?
I am excellent. Thank you.
Great.
Excellent, excellent. Beautiful day.
Yes, it is.
Did you have a question for Gary and myself?
My question revolves around love. Mm-hmm. I want to know, do you see love in my future anytime soon? Will I find it again?
Yes, I see a courtship coming up and something very creative. And I think even the creativity is where you find it and how you find it, a little outside of, whatever your normal methods are for finding it or whatever people's normal methods are. I think you're going to find it a little different, like taking a class you wouldn't normally take, something a little artsy, a little creative. I'm seeing a whole little courtship there with someone coming in that's really refreshing and fun. And get out as much as you can right now. Because it's there. It's really, really there. Are you not getting out as much as you should? Are you pulling back a little bit in life?
I am. Lately especially. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, it's the baby steps, a little bit every day, more outside the comfort level, going out there. You're going to have fun once you start doing it. But, encourage yourself to go the next step and do that, because that's what I'm feeling you pulling back, just opposite of what Spirit's really telling you to do. And then if you're doing it, look at the whys and wherefores are you doing. What are you afraid of something? Are you nervous about something? Look at that, face it, let it go, and go out. As easy as you allow it to be. And I'm
not easy to be done.
As easy as you allow it to be. Little baby steps, like going out, okay, call one girlfriend and go, let's go out to lunch. I'm not saying go bar hopping. I'm not saying it's those little baby steps for you. It gets real comfortable. Call somebody that you haven't seen in a long time. Just say, start it out with a coffee. Start it out with whatever. Because you're missing a lot of joy.
Right.
And there's joy to be had for you, waiting for you. Truly. And a big, big shift, a big, big shift. It's just wanting to happen, and you just have to allow it a little bit more. Hold your breath and jump in, like it's a pool. And again, I think it's as soon as you'll let it be, too, because it's already bubbling out there. It's already bubbling out there. But you're just, like, close the curtains and not going outside to see it. Does that feel right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Open the door.
And Tina, you were asking how to do it. I relate a lot of growth in life to music because I've been a musician and a psychic my whole life. And, you know, there's first, if you want to learn to play piano, i.e. improve your life, you have to make the decision to do it. Now, the decision you can make in a split second, but that doesn't make you a good piano player. That just sets you up to have the follow-through. The follow-through is what's important. And, you know, when we really think about it, sometimes in life, we think of how much we've got to lose, how much humiliation we could share, how much hurt we could feel, how things may not work. Yeah, but there's another side to that. What if we just win? What if we hit a home run? What if miracles come? What if everything works the way we want and better? You know?
Yeah.
If we planned our thinking more along those lines, and that's what Patty was basically saying, you know, if you open your mind up to that, if you let it happen. There's a song in a movie many years ago with Meat Loaf and Joe Ely here in Texas, small budget movie, and had a song called Everything Works If You Let It. And I really like that song, Everything Works If You Let It. So yeah, untie your knots, re-socialize, be fearless. You got nothing to lose. You know,
Absolutely, you absolutely got nothing to lose.
No, it's not even a leap of faith as much as just a leap of courage. You with us, girl?
Yeah, I got
and
it.
Make
you
it ladies, again, like with the last guy, make it fun. Make it a challenge. It's all in what you how you channel that energy that you're feeling. Yeah.
Amen. Make life fun.
Yeah.
Make it life. Make
it's
an experience.
Getting out of the routine. I was in a routine and then for so long, and then there was such a quick break in that routine, and trying to pick up a new routine. It's something that I need the courage.
That was yesterday. That doesn't have to be tomorrow.
Right.
Just because you couldn't play piano yesterday doesn't mean you can't learn tomorrow. You with us?
I can play piano.
Well, then play your life like music, okay, Tina?
Okay.
Have faith in yourself. Socialize. Be fearless. Take a challenge. Risk on yourself because God's with you. And as soon as you risk, you'll find more strength. As soon as you hold in, you're finding more shielding. And you don't want that. You want to go out there and push yourself. Be positive. Okay, girl?
Yes. Thank you, Gary.
You
thank
too,
you, Tina.
Tina,
thank you.
Call back in. God bless you for calling in.
Yes.
And Patty, just to let you know, I'm still looking for the crew here to call in. I don't think they have yet. So we're still waiting for several guests that are going to be with Patty this weekend. And if you're calling in, I haven't seen you yet, give me patience. We're kind of going up and down the board here. We have a lot of callers in tonight. We feel very lucky about this. Next caller here is area code 315. Can you hear me, 315? We're getting you on right now. 315,
yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Gary. This is Pat.
Pat, is that correct?
No, Annette.
Annette, okay.
Annette from New York.
Okay, Annette, I'm going to have you connect with Miss Magic Patty. Patty?
Hi, Annette.
Hi, Patty. How are you on?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm calling in for basically a friend. I don't know if you can do this, but it's a girl that's engaged to a gentleman that's in England, and she's in Virginia, and she hasn't heard from him in a couple of days, and it's out of the norm, and she basically has never called in. And I said that I would try to find out for her. She's worried that something's really bad's happened because it's out of his norm not to contact her.
What is her name?
Her name is Charlotte, and his
Charlotte?
Name is Dominic. Uh-huh.
Dominic?
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte and Dominic. I'm not getting an immediate sense of, like, something really bad, like danger coming in. Something
mm-hmm.
certainly may have came up, but I'm not getting, like, he fell off a boat or something.
Okay.
Okay. Is there something wrong with Dominic for Charlotte? Will he get a hold of her soon? I get that he's going to get a hold of her soon, too, and it'll be something, you know, very mundane world. You know, whatever, busy or this, or something happened to a friend or family member and got busy.
Right.
You know, not saying that Yeah.
See, that's the problem, is she doesn't have any contact with any other friends and family over there, you know, because she's in a different country. And
yeah, so not saying that they don't, that their, whatever their relationship is perfect, I do think that there's something that they have to discuss.
Okay.
That's something that's not brought out and open, I'm kind of getting. There is a little bit better connection with them.
Okay.
But again, this thing that not hearing from them, I think it's just something. But there is something to be resolved in their communication, in their understanding, in their honesty with each other.
Okay.
Is what I'm getting.
Well, I appreciate that, Patty.
Oh, you're so welcome. Gary, anything you want to add to that? I like going back and forth because you're so good.
Yeah, no, I was feeling the same thing. I feel like it was lighter. I feel like it's a little bit of like something came up, have to deal with time, and I also feel like it's not necessarily something that's really heavy. It's almost like, on the way there, we stopped off at a bar or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Like there's some sort of fun or deviation from the plan that came up.
Okay.
And you start concentrating on getting contacts, having them call you. Start concentrating that in your head. Rather than worry about what you don't know, start bringing to yourself what you want to know and from what source you want to know. That's using a practical technique to make that happen.
Right.
You
he's not my boyfriend. That's a friend's boyfriend.
Whatever information you want, whatever information you want from who you want, start concentrating on that coming to you rather than the fact that it's missing. And I say that, Annette, because, and this is for all you folks, put yourself in this situation, which we've all been. About 3 years ago, I misplaced my keys for the 20th time and trying to find them, looking in every drawer. And then after an hour, I went, screw this. Keys, you find me. And I fought that for 24 hours, and I not only found my keys, I taught that technique to my girlfriend and some of her friends and a lady on a movie set who lost a ring. And everybody I told them to, it's worked. So you can create your own technique. You can create your own technique for stuff finding you, i.e. the information you want to put you at peace.
Right.
Concentrate on that, not what you don't have, but how you're going to bring it to yourself.
Okay. Well,
that makes sense to you, group?
Yes, it does, and I'll relay the message to her. I appreciate it, okay?
And you keep it in your head, too.
Okay. I will. Okay.
Have a good night, Annette.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you so much. Bye.
We are moving on. I'm still looking for Patty's friends, and if y'all have called in, I'm trying to.
Jen Hayes said she's going to call in just a few minutes. She's going to come in from 347-826.
Okay.
8-2-6, Chin Hei. So shortly.
Meanwhile, we're moving to 630. Can you hear us, 630?
Yes, I can. How are you, people?
Good.
We're
who are we speaking
fabulous.
With?
Fabulous. This is Laura in Chicago.
Laura?
Yeah. Laura.
Hi, Laura. Oh, my gosh, you sound very different, but I'm not on my usual Skype. I'm on a landline. You don't even sound like you. Hi, beautiful.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
A little better. I do have a question for both of you.
Okay.
I recently lost my job, and I have two interviews next week. And is one of them going to work out for me?
Gary, you want to start with this one?
Yeah, let me, I was just checking through the phone call here. Let me do this. Drop a couple stones for you and see what I feel about that, because that'll hit on that and some other issues as well.
Okay.
So, Laura, I'm charging these 16 stones up, and I'll concentrate on what you said, but there's probably other factors that'll pop out. And all you have to do, my dear, is say drop. Whenever you feel like saying drop, I'll drop these stones, and I'll tell you what I see in this pattern.
Why don't you give it a drop?
Okay. Okay, well, first thing you need to do is quit looking at the past like it was easier and it was luckier. Just quit looking at it that way. Start looking at it like, because that's part of you, like putting the brakes on your own car, which is not what you want to do. You want to be on the accelerator. Are you with me?
I definitely am.
So you quit thinking about how things were easier and better then and getting this cycle of if only woulda, shoulda, coulda, can't change the past. So as you go through that just in the next couple of days or week, that's going to start putting you in balance where you sell yourself easier. And whether it's this first interview, second interview, when you get the job, or fourth interview when you get that job. Things are going to work out for you probably sooner than you think, because it's you're about to learn how you can shift gears and it actually works, and that you've kind of been not putting your best foot forward spiritually and mentally, and you recognize that here in the next couple of days. Because the first thing I felt, which you chuckled at, was quit looking at the past like that was all lucky. That's the first thing I feel. And as you go through that in the next couple of days and week, you're going to find yourself becoming more empowered. And with that, you find yourself being more able to sell yourself. And that means not only believing in yourself, but when you're across the table from that person who can make that decision, you look them in the eye and say, look, I know there's 20 people out there applying, but I'm the best, and I'm the one you want. And don't stand out. Make them remember you. So whenever all those 20 employees go home, they go, well, you know what? That lady, Laura, she had a lot of confidence. Instead of they all had equal credentials, let's, throw them up in the air and see which resume comes down heavier. You with me?
I am.
Because that's what I feel is so good for you. And from the second and third week on, the more you concentrate on, here's where I'm going forward. You're tired of being frustrated by lost dreams. Now it's time to really create them. And you're going to find from the third and fourth week on, this is going to work quite well for you. And it's going to show you a lot of places where you've been, again, driving with the brake on and how to let go of it. That's what I kind of feel. By the end of this three-month period, not only are you going to have the job good, but your whole feeling about love and relationships is going to be a lot better, too, because your confidence is getting better and your determination. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, because I haven't had a relationship in a long time. But, work always came first for me because I live alone and, you have financial obligations.
Oh, yeah. So I said it's going to come out of this toward the end. The first thing you do is change your confidence, your sellability, your marketability, your confidence, and so forth. And I'm going to let Miss Patty add to that.
I agree. That's beautiful. Oh, I like working with you, Gary. You're good. No, I feel the exact way. It's about claiming your power, just claiming your power. And I like how you stand out better than everybody else, and you really, really will. Believe that, know that, walk in, do some, as you're walking into any of these interviews, again, tonight I thought all about making it a game, making it this fun challenge, claim that power, do some breathing, do some vocal exercises. When you go in there, know that you are your best, and they'll see it. They were going to see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only other thing I'm worried about, obviously you could tell maybe from my voice, is financial obligation. I don't want to really move or get kicked out of my house. Or my apartment, and I'm trying
You're not going to, girl,
mm-mm.
Because you're going to create a feeling of opportunity and luck before you have to face that. And that's why right now you start shifting gears and seeing how everything's going to work. Just start believing it, and then you'll see the things you have to tweak to make it happen that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I agree completely.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you.
All right. You take care now.
Bye.
God bless you, Laura. Thanks for calling in.
God bless you.
We are moving on. God bless you, too, my dear. Remember, all you folks, you can listen back to the archives or download them. We are taking calls in the order people called in, so moving on to 832. Can you hear us, 832 area code?
Hello. Am I on?
Yes, you are, brother. Who are you speaking with?
I'm just speaking with Prince. I'm out of Houston, Texas. And I want to say, I sound differently than I do over the phone, but I really love you guys. Seriously, what is your name?
My name is Gary. My co-host is Patty. Patty, won't you introduce yourself to Prince?
Hi, Prince. How you doing?
I've spoken with you before, Patty. I got a question.
I know who you are. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as the previous lady. I was unemployed for a while, and the job I quit, they ended up rehiring me back for an even simpler position. But I want to say, I have a question. What can I do to draw people to me physically and sexually? Because I've been single for a long time now, and I've came close when it came to females and dating and stuff. I've even been offered it before, but I've turned it down because of my situation in life. And my question is, what can I do to make people attracted to me and how much longer would I be single? Will I stay single?
Prince, you, what you have to do is really love yourself and really like yourself. I think you need to appreciate yourself a little more than you do. I think you've gotten a little comfortable with the doldrums and poor me and I'm not a lucky guy and I have to work too hard, and you've kind of taken on a little bit of a victim. People aren't going to get attracted to that. Like I told the last caller, it's about claiming your power, thinking about, realizing, appreciating all those good things that you are. You're a nice guy. You're a loving guy. You're a hardworking guy. You're a good man. You know, focus on all those good things. Believe them. Embrace them. And then people will start to see them, too, and that will attract people in.
Yeah, I tried so hard, but sometimes
so
I just...
So hard. I know. So hard. Just you're making it hard again. It doesn't have to be hard. It could be fun.
I sometimes think if I just had maybe lots of money and a fancy vehicle or something, that I could attract more people to me. And maybe I could be that guy to have 10 children running around instead of that guy who has to listen to another guy talk about going home to his wife and his family and them going to the rodeo on Tuesday night or whatever. I want to be in that bunch, too. I really do. I want to, you know, I'm tired of being a misfit, you know, the outcast, you know. And I was wondering, you know, like,
yeah, well, no, having the money and the fancy car may attract people to you, but not for, make them like you better, really, or any more love. And the reason you're not an outcast or a misfit, the fact that you're living into that, you're the one creating that. You create your own reality. That's what I said. It's time to shift that. Look at all those good things that you have, that you're a nice guy or a creative guy, whatever the guys you are. I'm getting that you are a very creative guy. You've just kind of like covered yourself up with all these layers of poor me, I work so hard, I'm a misfit, I don't have the money that this guy had, I don't have the... And yeah, that's of course why nobody's going to be attracted to you. But start going, well, okay, I may not have money, I may not have this fancy job, but I am this great guy. I am nice, I'm loving, all the things that you have. Take that into stock. And that's what people will start seeing it. But you have to see it, feel it, know it, taste it, believe it first, and they will too. And feed on that creativity. Do something to feed that creativity. You are such a creative guy, and you're not doing anything about it.
Yeah, I've came close, you know, as far as, like, attracting people, as far as, you know, like, bettering myself. I've came so close to being nice. I don't know, something happened, and it just all slipped away. Maybe you're right. Maybe I just need to be more in tune with myself and forget about everything else. And
Prince,
the rest
can
of
I say home. Something, Prince?
Yeah, jump in, Gary.
Go ahead.
Prince, you realize there's a lot of people that got close to winning the Olympic medal the first time they went out, and they didn't win it, and they came back the next year, maybe won bronze, and then a couple years later came back and win gold. Yeah, just because you don't hit a home run the first time you're at bat doesn't mean you won't. And we are who we are. And, you know, Patty is so right. Love yourself. If you had enough peace of mind and happiness within yourself and versatility and grab the light enough, you'd be so happy and jubilant. There'd be partners lining up just to get a part of your energy. It really does work that way. So you start thinking in terms of how beautiful you are. And you quit being afraid. Go out and try to talk to people and be bold. And remember, women are a lot more open about than men are. Women have a lot more ways they look at men than, you know, we can be pretty simple the way we look at women. Women can, you know, they're not always attracted to the best looking guy in the room. They're attracted to the one who has soul.
Yeah.
And who has style.
Oh, you said it, brother. You said it. Oh, man.
Well, that's what it is. You got your soul, brother. Let that come out. We're all not Tom Cruise, you know, thank God.
Thank God.
So you guys really think the way, if I change my thinking and I guess get out more, you really think that'll make a difference?
Well, of course it will. If you think you're going to swim the 100-yard, the Olympic swimming pool, and you think you're going to drown, you're not doing yourself any damn good. You know, if you think you're going to win, you got a really good chance of actually winning. and you can change your thinking. I can't. Patty can't. And no, it's not an overnight thing. But nor is learning piano, nor is learning to type or walk or breathe, you know, or drive a car. So quit looking at what ain't working. Start looking at where you're going. Start looking at how you're going to reprogram.
The thought process, huh?
Yes, it all starts there.
Okay. Yep. I got a question. I got one more question. Do you guys come, how often do you guys come to Houston, Texas?
I don't come there once a month every 2 years. Patty, I don't think you come there very often.
No,
do
I don't come at all. I'm going to Dallas in the end of June. I'm going to go do a couple of workshops and a speaking engagement in a gallery in June 2021-22, but I don't get to Houston. And Gary, you're right in Austin, right?
Right. I don't get to Houston once in a while. I usually work psychic fairs in Austin and Georgetown and Round Rock. Houston's another hour away.
Oh, man.
I stick to the
club. If I was in California, you guys would get to... Oh, man, it just kind of ruins my day. I'm so looking forward to seeing you guys. I love you guys' show, man.
Well, tune in to the show,
you know,
again. Let people know about our show.
Yeah, us on the radio. You have us on the radio, and we both take... I take phone clients. I think Gary does, too. I know Jeff does, too. So.
And to all you folks, you can find out about us, of course, going to psychicsgonewild.com. Prince, we're going to move on because we've got a lot of callers. Remember, Prince, and all you folks, you can download the show and go back and listen to the archives. We have your friend online, and I wanted
to get Sunhee.
I believe that's it. Are you there with us?
I think it's – is it Chinhee or Soonhee? I think Chinhee. I don't know.
It's Chinhee. How are you? Hi, Gary. Hi, Patty.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you for calling in. So, everybody, I'm going to let her talk about it because she'll talk about it even better than me. This is one of my... Yes. Well, she's ES Psychics, her and her sister Soonhee, and we are doing this amazing gallery, 7 psychics, 1 stage, intimate in the middle of Hollywood. So tell them about it.
Well, it's called the 7 Sense. By the way, nice to meet you, Gary.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here, my dear.
Okay, nice to meet you.
You too, my dear.
It's called the 7 Sense, and we just happened to find 7 amazing psychics, 7 of us together, and just all of us giving messages. Our first gallery was in Malibu, and that turned into a success, so we started to go forward with this. I think we're going to be going all over the place now after L.A.
All right.
Yeah, so and we're going to give away, for anybody in the L.A. area who wants to win a ticket, we're going to give away 1 ticket. So somebody either could call in or the chat room. Just say you want to be able to win the ticket and you're in L.A., and then we'll pick somebody towards the end of the show.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot. See, you know more than me.
Nah. And we have a Facebook page, and we have an Eventbrite page, and I, as of today, have it up on my website as well, so they can find us.
Oh, I think we're like Visa everywhere.
Yeah, and if you don't know Chinhee Parker or Sister Soonhee, they are 2 of the absolute best. They're amazing. They're funny. They could be comics if they weren't such good psychics. And it's going to be a wonderful and really different experience than a lot of other galleries that people may go to. Again, besides having, you know, these 7 amazing people on 1 stage in this beautiful little club setting with nice food and good drinks, and it's going to be kind of magic.
Well, I'm impressed that a lot of men are RSVPing. So a lot of men are looking.
We need to be more enlightened. You're 100% right, girl. We need to be more enlightened.
Well, it's just impressive, just the fact, I mean, men or women, they just all want to get healing. So that's a good thing.
Yes.
We're doing something
right.
I always think
men need a little more healing because even though we are the more aggressive sex, we haven't done a great job of running the world. I mean, we've got to be like fighting everybody, and I often think women would probably do a hell of a lot better job because y'all are maternalistic and healing,
right.
Census building. And as Debbie Wasserman, the Democratic lady in Florida, said, she said, men just want to obliterate each other.
Hillary's next.
Who's next?
Right. Hillary's next in office.
There you go. Hillary's next. We'll get a girl
in.
We'll get a girl.
Absolutely. And, Sonny, my apologies for mispronouncing your name. I spelled it wrong, and I looked at where I spelled it, S-U-N-S-H-E, so that's why I pronounced it wrong. Okay.
Yeah, I'm Chin-He. Soon-He is the other twin.
Well, then I owe you two apologies. How's that?
Yeah, I'm gonna hunt you down, Gary.
She's gonna get you. No, it is confusing. I always have to do a double take. They're arriving, they're getting out of the car. Okay, Chin-He's on the right. Even when you know them really well, like I do, I consider them my bestest friends. It's like, okay, Cindy's driving. Okay.
And then if you're just safe with just saying, oh, the twins are here.
Yeah, the twins are here.
Double trouble here.
Everybody check it out on espsychics.com, espsychics.com. So I don't think the gallery is up there yet, but you can find that on Facebook, Eventbrite, and my pattynegri.com website.
And we're going to go take some more callers because we've got a lot of callers, and we're going to try and get to a couple more of you folks. So, again, check out Patty's website and find out all the information about this. It's on your website, correct, Patty?
Yes, it is, pattynegri.com, front page and blog page. Thanks, Chin-He.
All righty.
I'll see you later. Thanks.
Have fun, guys.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Moving on, we are going to go to area code 281. It looks like you've been here for a while. 281, can you hear us?
Yeah, this is Patrick.
Patrick, how are you, my man?
Very good. I came at the suggestion or invitation of Jan Drake Bach, I guess it's pronounced.
We love mm-hmm. Jan.
Mm-hmm. And she asked me to do this because I'm a writer psychic. I write mm-hmm. a website and a blog which gets 400 or 500 hits a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been listening very closely to a lot of the requests and the answers coming back and kind of psychicking my way along at the same time. And it gives me goosebumps because I hear the answers that the other you, Patty, and Bill, is that right?
Gary, but you can call him Bill because he called Soon-He Chin-He.
Yeah, no, okay. Right. You can call me George. You can call me anything.
Just don't call you late for dinner. and I hear the answers coming to myself. Anyway, I have a very small, brief question that I often ask myself and come up blank with. As everybody knows, it's much easier to get and pass through information for and to other people than it is for yourself in many cases.
Oh, yeah.
True.
And a lot of people say, oh, really? And I go, I don't know why it works that way, but that's the way it works. My brief question, I have been for a number of years now been told by many people, some psychic and otherwise, and have followed what I've been told to pursue doing psychic reading work and writing as a result of it on a number mm-hmm. of subjects. And one of the things I have done with great success is to invite forward the souls of deceased people, especially celebrities, but also do it on a number of subjects. Is this going to be, and that's what I'm told it was, that's what I want to know, is this going to be anytime soon a profession, and am I going to make money at it and be able to dedicate my time to it? You know the feeling, pursue what you love to do and everything will fall into place.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
Love to do it. And I've been pursuing it, and things haven't fallen into place yet. Are they?
Let me use myself as an example real quickly. I've been a musician and a psychic my whole life. I started giving readings in the early 70s and playing music way back in the late 60s. And I had a lot of people interested in my songs. Never got on the final cut. I kept thinking, oh, well, by the time I hit 50 or 60, I'll have retirement income from music. And I never did. Was my intuition wrong? Did it? No. It didn't guarantee me I'd be rich and famous. It did guarantee me if I wanted to play music, I could make a living and travel around, which I did. So there's no guarantee about anything, and everything is kind of relative. Can you make it to this level? Can you make it to that level? I'm not sure how much is written in stone. I think there's a certain thing called luck, and I think we create our luck. So, yeah, I think my first feeling is you should learn all you can and not think about necessarily how marketable will be. If musicians played thinking that unless they're going to be a rock star, they're not going to be playing, they'd never get anywhere. You play music because you like to play music. do your spiritual growth because you like it, because it turns you on.
Well, that's good to hear, because that's always what I've done.
Oh, yeah. Who knows? You may click into some unique thing. I found myself, I learned lithomancy from a lady 34 years ago. I'm one of the only people who does this, you know, and I feel like, wow, I've stumbled into a real nice little niche here because there's not many people who do this, and it's a very interesting system. Didn't occur to me till about 3 or 4 years ago how beneficial it was. I always felt like the oddball. You know,
well, I know that feeling.
Cards.
But it's one of your standouts. See, that's how it is. And yeah, I agree with everything Gary said. And yeah, I do see you well. And if you're, and it is, certainly could be on a bigger platform. And you have an amazing voice. Not even just being psychic here, your voice. You know, maybe going slowly into radio and starting even something like what we do.
True, you got a good voice, man.
You have a great voice.
Let me tell you, one of my friends told me, the two of you hear this all the time. I hear it. Anybody that turns on the radio for more than 10 minutes hears somebody complaining about how talk radio is all right wing. I have no idea if it's true, but it sounds very entertaining to hear that. And one of my good friends told me this, and he said, you got to get on a radio station and put on a half-hour show, and you've got to call it liberal talk radio. Obviously, it's a joke, it's a spoof, but it's exactly what people need to hear to lighten up on the whole issue and make
fun
of it.
Well, you could do a show on Blog Talk Radio and start it. You have to start it somewhere. Why not? Go to Blog Talk Radio, sign in, start getting your fans, start getting some guests. Why not?
The idea I thought is there's the very popular show, The Colbert Report, and Stephen Colbert plays this kind of naive, bumbling,
right-wing
guy.
Amen.
Who doesn't seem to understand what he's doing, and everybody likes it. I've watched a couple episodes. I think it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's
so
great.
He said, you got to do it in the other direction. You have to kind of bumble around and do liberal talk radio, which there's very little of, and you've got to make it funny, and you got to poke fun at it because it's all so serious. And you can do it. You have the voice. I said, all right.
No,
yeah,
I think I go for it.
I hear the passion there. I see the passion there. And, yes, there certainly is liberal talk radio, but the conservatives, the guys, are so much louder.
Well, here's the issue. It depends which one you pick. If you pick certain websites, you get heavy liberal. You pick certain TV shows, depends which show you get one or the other. It's you don't see a blend, you don't see a mix within certain shows or certain websites or certain newspapers, and talk radio is dominated by, well, it isn't talk radio. I think the issue is it's
propaganda.
It's a call in. Well, it's all propaganda, but it's people get to call in, and that's what I think excludes somebody else. So you've got to do liberal talk radio. You have to have people call in. Or you have to invite people to call in and say, okay, tell us what you would do for the world from the liberal point of view. Of course, it's all a big joke. But
we're on your side, though, Patrick. You ought to do it. You've got the dream. You've sold us on it. Sell yourself on it and start going that direction. Why not?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, go for it.
You don't need to rationalize to us or yourself. Just go make your mark. Start putting your energy into that instead of wondering about it. And then you'll start realizing, well, I could tell people a lot of times.
Probably take twists and turns and end up something completely different than you're looking at right now is what I'm getting, and that's great.
Very good.
Yeah, and I'll guarantee you'll get twists and turns just knowing life. You're going to get it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. This road goes straight. See the map?
Hey, Patrick, keep us posted on this, okay?
I will do that.
God bless
you.
Go
to the next caller. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. We've only got a couple more minutes. I just wanted to say, you folks can always find out about both Patty and I on Psychics Gone Wild. And we have Psychics Gone Wild, I think, just about every night. But if you I also am on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, A Second in Eternity. So those of you all that can't get in tonight, try my show, A Second in Eternity, at 8 o'clock Central on Thursday nights. Have some of the callers call me, and we've only got about 5 minutes left. We're going to try and talk to one or two more people here. Got a lot of callers and appreciate it, and in the order they were received, this is 770. Are you there, 770?
I am here. Hi.
Hi.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
This is Maddie out of Georgia.
Maddie out of
Hi,
Georgia.
Maddie.
Yes.
Meet Patty out of L.A.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I am so good. I can hardly jump out of my skin. So what can Gary and I do for you this evening?
I want to know, am I crazy? Am I reading it right? I've been around someone for the last month and a half or so, and I want to know, am I reading this right? Does he have an interest in me?
Do you mind saying his first name?
Aaron.
Aaron. So, does Aaron have it for you? I'm thinking that's a yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that maybe you're not crazy. You might be crazy, but I still think he has an interest in you. And you do too, and it's kind of is a little bit getting a little flirty?
Very flirty.
Yeah. Have fun with that.
But, you know, I'm thinking that maybe I should start flirting back.
Well, yeah, definitely. If you're interested and you want to go there. Again, but have fun with the game part of it and see where it leads.
Okay.
Keep it organic because that's what's been fun about it so far. You know, that
yes.
Not knowing, that not there. Keep it kind of innocent,
yes, keep,
fun like that.
Keep it organic. I will. Yes. Okay. It's a good feeling. It really is.
Yeah, and he feels like a really good guy, too.
He is a very good guy, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So, okay, you're not crazy. There's your answer.
I didn't know what I was just wishful thinking or what, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Gary, do you have anything to add to in there?
Yeah, I do. As the guy that's usually amongst a lot of women, both most of the people I do readings for women and a lot of the psychic hosts are women. And I grew up with six brothers. I was clueless about how complex you ladies are. And when I started realizing how complex you are, it made it easier for me to understand why nature, being the balance it is, made men much simpler. So your question is, and women ask this a lot, does he love me? Does he care? Does he think about me? Yes, but remember, we think differently than y'all do. We kind of move through things with a lot less emotional heaviness and seriousness. We're more flexible. Y'all are more likely to worry about the degree to which he loves you and what does he think and so forth. And meanwhile, we may be just watching TV and we may actually just be absorbed in TV. So I guess the moral of the story is, because you ladies are complex, understand that men don't think like you do. And just because we don't show it emotionally like you do or respond the way you do, doesn't mean we don't feel. It just means we do it with a little less, a little more detached, a little less heaviness, a little more flexibility, that sort of thing. Because y'all have to be complex. You breed. You know, we just donate some sperm and go on about life, you know. So put us in context is the moral of the story, because you ladies are always asking about love and so forth. And God bless you. You're complex in that area. But sometimes you have to give yourself a break. And look at your own beauty and going, you know what? I'm going to feel good being who I am, and the guy can like me or not. But either way, be in love with yourself. Don't be defined by if another man loves you, be defined by how much you love yourself and how much love you can put out. And then you're never at a shortage. Does that make sense to you, Maddie?
Very good message.
Good, girl.
Yes.
Remember, it all starts in you.
Yes, yes. Thank
Maddie,
you.
Thank you.
Glad you called in. Patty, as usual, it's always a pleasure to be with you, my dear.
Thank you so much, Gary. Now, I don't think we have enough people in the chat room. I just put on, like, if somebody wants to win a ticket to the L.A. Gallery. So if somebody who's not in the chat room and they can't chime in because there's only a few, and you're online and you're listening or on the radio, if you want to win a ticket to next Sunday's gallery, email me at patty@pattynegri.com. Anybody who emails me, I'm going to pick at least one from that group. Patty, P-A-T-T-I, @pattynegri.com, P-A-T-T-I-N-E-G-R-I, and win a ticket to the gallery.
And we will talk to you folks next week. Jethro will be back. If you can't get on Blog Talk Radio on Thursday, check out A Second in Eternity, Thursday nights. God bless you, Patty. See you folks next week. Have a good
weekend. Okay, you too. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, everybody.
You too, my dear. Sorry we couldn't get there, buddy, but try back next week, folks.
Try back next week and try Gary's show.
Yeah, thank you. God bless.